Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Ooh. Okay.
Scare me.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian, the Paranormal, and Hollywood, Tony P. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
This is the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be, and this is part three of Paradox. Last week we only had a 15-minute show. That should show you just how awesome things are. Ha 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 ha. So yeah, 15 minutes, man. That was crazy. But we were able to do it and give you the idea of last week's show, which was the hierarchy of existence, and we talked about that. We can review that here shortly with, in fact, which we will after we take the break, whenever we do take the break, here in a second. And I'd like to welcome everybody aboard. We're going to be doing this for as long as humanly possible because we are apparently witnessing something at 2:30 in the morning, my time every morning. I am awake. And wherever you are, I'm sure you are awake as well. Well, if you're not, then you probably don't need to worry and have nothing to worry about. So on that note, if you want to call in, 515-605-9753. They changed the number. That's crazy. 515-605-9753. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get on Paradox Part 3 and tell you the inner workings of all of existence, because I got the secrets, and I'm here to share them with you live right here on the greatest talk show that will ever be. We'll be right back after this. In GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions, and it's only Wednesday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary?
You want to see something really scary?
Listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Saddle
shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. And if you didn't know, I added the whip into that song. Guaranteed, it's not there. Go take a look, and it doesn't exist. Welcome back. Paradox Part 3, is that a Mandela effect for you? Have you had a Mandela effect? Do you know about Mandela effects? I have the first recorded Mandela effect recorded on the internet, actually, and if I can find it, you could probably find it, and I'll search for it above Top Secret. You can find that Angie Dickinson, that's the title of the article, Angie Dickinson was a writer, not a model. And if you could find that, that is the first of my recorded catchings of the Mandela effect. And subsequently, after that, there was a small Mandela effect I noticed with Billy Madison and, of course, the rape song. But we talk about that because we know that Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president, but the way to stop her from becoming president, and, of course, that's what happened. So whoever went and did it must have been listening, because the key is to go back and make sure that Angie Dickinson is not a writer. Interesting. However, time travel doesn't exist where we're at. As explained part one, we are in a reality in which time travel doesn't exist because we were caught in a near infinite time loop, and the only way out of the time loop was to get here where this is a reality in which time travel is not possible, and therefore we landed, and when we landed, our history landed. Okay, now that's all in the past, which is the present, which is also the future. But, of course, if we were doing a round and round in a time loop, we were time looping from the beginning to the end of time round and round, which means that each of us are sharing trillions and trillions and trillions of lifetimes and years and lifetimes over and over again, depending on how many times we had to do it. And, of course, the only way we were able to escape it to get here is the closer it got to the point of escape, the faster round and round we got. So it must have got crazy for a lot of people, which probably is why nobody was able to sleep for a long-ass time. And then we got here, and we appeared. And that's that. So that's the first couple parts. Then, yeah, last week, I didn't schedule the length of the show, so had to do it in 40 minutes or however, but it's fine. Because it was just an overview of the hierarchy of what's going on outside of your little home, wherever you are. Now, let me preface that by saying, wherever you are out there is many different possibilities. Now, I'm talking first to the people who are here in the current time, in the current year of 2023, which, of course, is not the year we're in. It's more like 2058 or something like that. Greetings to all of you who are listening, if, in fact, that is you. Okay. Also, to the people who found this, find this, and are listening to this when you unearthed this long ago. And then finally, to the people who are then listening to this again, as it is again rebroadcast with us, rebroadcasting it again. And finally, to the people way far in the future, in the year 50,000 or whatever, who are reliving and reviewing all of history and having to watch this again, hello, how are you as well? So we have a captive audience of people from 2058, the year 4000, the year 5800 million, and your friends here at the greatest talk show of home. It's crazy to think about that, right? That we are existing in many simultaneous realities, and each have their own different beings in charge. But doesn't matter who's in charge. Doesn't matter who's calling the shots. The jobs are the same. And of course, we talked about the guardians of the universe, not the guardians of the galaxies. The guardians of existence, okay? These guys are different than the guardians of the galaxies. Guardians of existence contain beings such as balance, time, death, the librarian of the Akashic Records. Those are the guardians just those. And then there's the Galactic Senate, the Galactic Council, the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Emperor, all like Star Wars in the Senate. Life is like Star Trek. Then there's the judges. Let me get this straight. The JCG, Judiciary Co-op Group. That's what they want to be called, the Judiciary Co-op Group. That's what they're going to be called. The Judiciary Co-op Group consists of a bunch of different beings from different species, all of whom who have attained status as the great arbitrator judges of their respective species, and they gather to discuss and enumerate all the interesting dichotomies of law. And currently we are witnessing whatever we are witnessing in a trial that we are currently witnessing in. It's telepathic for everyone to see. 2:30 in the morning, West Mountains, right here somewhere in the east of the Rock. That's a little shout out there. And then, of course, 7 seats at the table. There are 7 seats at a table. 6 seats sit occupied. 1 remains empty. Now that 1 is, of course, the realms and bodies of Earth, past, present, future, heaven, hell, earth. The penumbrum, Earth. Earth used to be a center of existence for the longest time. It used to be the hub of everything because it was out in the far reaches. But because of the pyramid on Mars, you could reach it and get here. You could get to Earth and it'd be back and forth and the Anunnaki and the other aliens and blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Now again, us as beings, as humans, how did we affect everything? The workings of existence? Well, of course, not being here in an empty planet when we arrive. If in fact the Dropas crashed, there was no humans or Neanderthals, or even monkeys to mate with in order to create the Asian race. There were no humans for Adam and Eve, for the Anunnaki, when they came to survey, I guess, this quadrant. There was nothing. You know, they had no reason to stay. Maybe they themselves did the work. I don't know. The Roswell, when they crashed, there was no Earthlings here. But then when we arrived, of course, we're here now. And every one of those 3 beings that came to Earth, those 3 alien beings, the 4th being the false god, of course, of the Old Testament, who was a little green alien who flew around in a spaceship in a burning cloud and led the Jews on a 40-year walk through the desert when it takes 5 days. You want to talk about not being a god of creation. Creation is a different being. The Old Testament god murdered indiscriminately, set down upon a city, Sodom and Gomorrah, and burnt it to the ground. Now, I understand there might have been people who've been doing things differently than you believe they should be doing. Pretty much, we're also probably children and elderly and innocent people in there that you indiscriminately just vaporized because you felt like it. No, that's called war crimes. It's not called God. God is a human construct. The creation, the being, the higher power of everything, existence itself, the being that all beings understand as the great being of creation, is far more than a human word and far more than a little turd that lived up on a mountain and fucked with the Jews and killed a whole bunch of firstborns in Egypt. Again, war crimes, sounds like it. But hey, that's just me. It's my opinion. That's why the God of Jesus and the God of Moses, in my opinion, are 2 totally different beings and should be approached as so. So anyway, creation is a living, breathing breath of existence. It is a being. We are currently participating in the existence of said being. The being has liaisons because you cannot speak directly to the great divine intelligence of all that is because your head would explode, hence the idea of a Metatron, hence the idea of angels, hence the idea of fighters, hence the idea of beings, angels, wings. Why do you have wings? I don't know. Why not? Okay. If you could have wings, right, as an angel, have wings. No, they just fly without the wings. It's okay. Doesn't really matter. Nothing there. Okay, so then, of course, you got the realms of existence, which are the heavenly realm, which is heaven, which is, you know, the light, which is relaxation till the end of existence. Then there's the universe itself, the second level of wandering. Then there's consciousness, where we exist. Then there's death, the death plane, the death portal. Beetlejuice is the perfect example with all the doorways and the hallways. It does a really good job of illustrating the idea that they're all connected, that they're all portalways. See, we've been under the assumption that some things are true and some things are not. And the things that are true are concrete. But see, the idea is, what if it's all true? And then you start to think, wait a minute. This and this and this and that, it's all true. And you're like, wait a minute. You're saying that Alice going down the rabbit hole in Wonderland is the same as the second star to the right, straight on till morning? I want to know what's going on in the first star to the right. I mean, haven't you ever wondered what's going on over there? You know there's Neverland on one side. The question still remains consciousness for existence. So, the Earth is, of course, on the outside, as far away from the Galactic Federation as you could possibly be. And the only reason why we were even remotely involved in anything is because the pyramid on Mars, in which it was a portal to get them here instantly. Aside from that, the aliens, the next aliens we encounter will be the ones that they had to send on a long trip to come to Earth to find us because and fix the damn pyramid. But as I can tell you right now, they have fixed the pyramid on Mars, and there's a nice steady flow of back and forth commerce. And of course, the Earthlings, the humans, and the people in charge have decided not to partake and participate in the Galactic Federation, thus not revealing themselves to the human populace at will and hiding all external incursions and excursions that may be. Now, it's not everybody. 99.9% of the humans are all on board with it. Let's do it, they said. But, you know, there's always a few. And it has to be unanimous. Unanimous entry into a Galactic Federation. But no. No, 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 no. You can thank Ted Cruz. He was the holdout. Wouldn't put it past him. I don't know who the holdout was. But all the idea is that they finally got here. They got back here. Took them all that time. Reopen the pyramid, commerce going back and forth. What is commerce? Commerce is, like I said, Star Wars. All the planets that exist in Star Wars, travel to them is, you know, you can, like, they had to come to Earth, but there's also the pyramids. There's also the portal ways, you know, stargates and such. The portal ways from one planet to another planet in that area of existence. It's all connected, funny enough. I can go right from here to there, from the portal between life and death, the doorway, the opening of the doorway in which that works. And now we've talked about that, but we'll go over it again because we're talking about the workings of existence and how does that work. Well, let's talk about how that works. When you die, be prepared to meet a friend. Thank you for being a friend. His name is Mechalamachamavis. Mechalamachamavis. And he is dead. Funny enough. And he will take you, guide you to the light. That's his job. How you doing? Let's go. Now, when you get to the light, you have a choice. You have a choice. You go to the light if you want. I would suggest it. It's cool. Cats don't. Animals don't. They stay. They don't like the light. It's bright and terrifying, even though it's warm and comforting. Or, if you're not ready to walk into the light, you can consciously wander existence, seeing the entire universe and reality itself. Option two. Option three, do it all again. Come back. reincarnate yourself, do it again if you want. Hey, why not? Hey, I didn't get enough. I didn't get enough tail. I didn't get enough tail. Let me do it again. So do it again. You're given the choice. Now, sometimes people die and Mahalan Chamavis does not actually make it, or he misses, he doesn't get there in time or whatever, and the person gets stuck or trapped, or they don't find the light, or somehow they don't find Mahalan, or they run from him, and if they don't go willingly, blah, blah, blah. So that's why you have ghosts and spirits and people who are stuck between here and there, the portals. And those are doorways, right? Those are three different doors you can enter. Portals from life and death. But you also imagine there's a portal across existence to the ether realm in which those doors exist, because that is obviously the place, that place where those doors exist. The ether realm area is the portal, the nexus hole between those places, which does not exist time and space. It's all relative to that position. So when you come out there, that's the hole to Neverland, that's the hole to Avalon, that's the hole to Wonderland, whatever door, they're all there, much like in Nightmare Before Christmas, the doors in the forest of the holiday season. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it. That's the travel way back and forth. So that is that section of that inner workings of reality in which it is, in which we are, in which does profess to move forward. Now, the hierarchy of the Galactic Federation would be, of course, there is the ruler of the Galactic Federation who is in charge. And sometimes it is a good person. Sometimes it's a bad person. Currently, is it a non-corporeal? First ever, honestly. And it turns out that the previous leader of the Galactic Federation was embezzling large amounts of money from the Federation, which was nearing bankruptcy, and the consortium was not very happy. And then when they found out, of course, that he was holding back the great gift that was given, he was given a great gift to use to pay the debts of existence and keep society things running for millennia. And instead he kept it for himself. And well, sorry to say, he's not there anymore. There's a replacement, and that's what's going on. So that's that, right? And there's a bunch of senators below him, people representing each species, each race, that, again, much like portals in EverQuest or something, you know, there is no time and space when you're, you know, conducting business in the Galactic Federation. I would assume, much like the library and the Akashic Records, it's in the ether realm somewhere beyond time. The Akashic Records, we could talk about that, because that's, again, the inner workings of existence, part of the inner workings of existence, and part of just all of the things that are there. I don't know. The library itself, we all contain records, our discs, like Tron, and your disc records every moment of your existence. Every moment of your existence is recorded on your disc that you carry with you throughout all time and space. Your disc is yours and yours alone, and it's always recording, no matter how many times you've done this. If you go back and do it again, if you reset, if you restart, if time reverses, if you revert as a different person, as long as you're the same being, it continues to move forward. Meaning, when you go back, it's still recording. It records, and then we go back. Every lifetime it records. Every timeline it records. It's always recording. As long as your soul is doing something, whether you're going backwards in time or forwards in time, it is always recording. Forward, it is always recording. Always a coherent, forward recording. Okay, always. And that is your record. That is your Akashic record. That is the record. Who could read your records? You can. You can read your own record. Anyone can read their own record. That's the key. Anyone can read their own record. I like that. Anyone can read their own record. The librarian, and any librarian can read your record. So if you were a librarian, if you've ever been one of the guardians, because as a guardian, you were always a guardian. Once a guardian, always a guardian. Even after you retire and get a pension, you are still technically labeled a guardian and have all the rights and privileges therein. And henceforth, so as a librarian, you learn to read people's records. Now, the other people who can read your record, it's technically not reading your record, it's overlapping records. It's like when I share an experience with somebody, our records overlap each other, so I can read his record of the time that we overlap, and he can read my record of the time that I overlap that he was witness to. Not in the same vein as with Click, where I would have access to all the deeper, finer meta details of such a thing, but I digress. I'm trying to find a smoke break because I think we deserve one. And then when we come back, we'll finish this episode. But I don't know what I would like. There's a lot of song. There's a lot of song. Jeez. Man, there's a ton of songs. We're going to do this one. I like this one. Okay, so we're going to take a smoke break. We're going to, it's going to be about a 7-minute smoke break. Come back after commercials, talk about the rest of the inner workings of existence, and then we'll prepare ourselves to move on to everything. So we're going to talk next week directly about the looping and the timing and the spinning and round and how many times in that. It's the time loop extravaganza, as we always do, next week on The Greatest Talk Show. But this is The Workings of Existence. This is Paradox Part 3, and this is the World Generation Podcast Network. If you want to call, 515-605-9753. I am Hollywood Tony P, the world champion of the United Wrestling Alliance. And we'll be right back in about 7 minutes after this smoke break right here on The Greatest Talk Show That Will Ever Be. See you in a minute.
A distant ship, smoke on the week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights right here on World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
You
want to see something really scary?
It's the party. It's the East Coast Party Cast with Hollywood Tony P and Javi C on the World Generation Podcast Network. How are you doing, everybody? So got the East Coast Party Cast. He's Puerto Rican, and I'm a freaking. And there you go. Together, we're gonna make a World Generation Podcast Network history. Is it still the World Generation Podcast? Is it World Generation Net? What is it?
So the date is coming soon on that.
Thursday night.
Yeah, party, party, party.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Extended commercial break. That's right, because we're not going to do another one. And also, don't forget that UWA Today is coming out. It is starring me, the United Wrestling Alliance World Heavyweight Champion, Hollywood Tony P. It's all about the Wrestling League. And our second show is going to be on Thursday. We had a show last week, but technical difficulties, it vanished. And we're going to get a commercial for that as well. So a lot of interesting, exciting things happening on the World Generation Podcast Network. But we're just going to finish out and end at the top of the hour because it seems like a good place to do such a thing. But continuing on, and next week, of course, we're going to talk about the loop-de-loops and how many loops we did and how many licks does it take. And get your paper clips and rubber bands ready because that's how we're going to explain it to you. We're going to explain everything in the time loops next week. That is that. And, of course, like us on Facebook, The Greatest Talk Show. Like everybody, just look up TGTS, The Greatest Talk Show. Look up UWA, United Wrestling. Look at all of it, World Generation Podcast Network. Look that up, too. So, okay, so the Senate money is transferred back and forth. The alien workings of things is like Men in Black when it comes to Earth, and now it's back and forth. But of course, like you said, a few Earthlings ruined it for everyone. Leave it to the Saudis. No, I don't know if it was the Saudis. I don't know who it was. So we can't even tell that. But just remember, there's a few things to remember that you need to remember. First, you need to remember not to forget. Because, check this nonsense out, okay? So, you said, I think that this TV show should come back on TV. The next day, you find out it's going to come back on TV. Now, did you get into existence and will the power of the mighty universe and create and coalesce an entire show to return with a cast, and you coalesced a beginning, a middle, and end for it. You brought it there. You spoke it into reality for everybody. Is that what you believe? Or are you simply remembering that that happens next? Remembering that that happened last time, and I say last time because we've done this many times. Everything we've done many times. And every time it's been however long time is. I would say we know how long it's been since the beginning of the bang which is the end of the being before the bang. So there was a four and then the bang and then the now and then the bang and then the now and then the bang. So long between bangs. Well, we know it's been 4 trillion years since the bang. So one would assume that, you know, that's as long as it is so far. Could it be another 4 billion? Perhaps 4 trillion, 4 zillion? All I know is there comes a point where you and your consciousness, we will all be existing in just a... It's like that Futurama episode where they're all floating in the white. But we're all just hanging out till the end of time, till the end of everything, enjoying things. Like the brains of that Futurama episode with Fry. Futurama was very prolific. But so were a lot of television shows and other television shows. You see, the closer the aliens got to Earth, funny enough, the closer that they were able to monitor our broadcasts. And of course, their scout ships came early, right? Because if you're a giant, large, it's not an armada. It's just a contingent set to work on the pyramid. They don't need more, but it's a contingent of beings coming. So you would send out the scout ships would be years ahead. I would send them as far and fast ahead as I could to get there first. That's who we're meeting now. There is no more race. You see, the humans can be a part of everything or not. You could be a part of it or not. It doesn't matter. You're going to know. I mean, even if they don't reveal themselves, the humans are going to have to. They've backed themselves into a corner. And it's not like to serve man. The Galactic Federation operates, and the reality in itself operates on a principle of decorum. Right? The inner workings of existence can be summarized in being polite, saying please and thank you, acknowledging whoever you're talking to, and giving them due credit in process, and respecting them. That's how things work. So say I was to address the Galactic Council of the Galactic Federation, and I'll give you an example. I'll address them right now. I will see right now. So, the Galactic Federation, Galactic Council, oh, humble council, I beseech you communication. I am grateful and humble that you would even consider giving me an opportunity to speak in your presence, and I appreciate any assistance bottom of my core. And then they would say, greetings, Anthony, It is an honor, as always, to host you. How can we be of assistance? You have done great things. And then I say, oh, I am honored that you are willing to hear me out. And I would just like to say thank you. And I appreciate you. And I think that it is appropriate to acknowledge your outstanding participation in existence. And of course, I'm showing them how to talk to you. So thank you for that as well. And then they said, you're welcome. It is a pleasure. It is a privilege. And I say, it is a privilege. Thank you. I'm going to leave now and go back to the show. An honor is mine. Out. And the honor is theirs. Blah. You see? That's how you deal with all of it. Boy, humans are going to have a real good time out there, huh? Decorum, politeness, but not that. Just honoring beings who are beings. That's how it works. Those are the parts of the work. Time. Well, here in this reality, time travel doesn't exist. There is no such thing. It will happen. It doesn't happen until it does. It hasn't happened until it does. When you look in the future, you close your eyes and you see the future. You were looking at the future through your future eyes. You are looking at the future through your future self's eyes. You can only see what you can see. You do not know what you know in the future because you can only see through your future eyes. You cannot think with your future mind. You can see through your future eyes. Now, what do you see through your future eyes? Well, you see this. You see that. You see this. Cannot look through your future eyes and see the actual end result. Let me repeat that. What you are looking at, the eyes from the future that you are looking at, are your eyes in a future that is predicated that nothing from this instant to then changes. This instant to then, from now to then, is static. This instant from now to then is written, and this is what, that is where it is if we just went right to there with no interference whatsoever. That is what you're looking at. Now, the question is, you're looking at something that has happening right now in the future. That could change, though. You would still have saw that other thing, but when it gets there, it might be something different. Because only looking at the future of the moment in the instant that you are connecting with your future self, in that moment, time between is gone. It is as if the time between, nothing. You had no influence on it. It was autopilot. It automatically happened to that moment. And that is what you are seeing. However, when you go back to yourself and you are looking in on yourself and at yourself from your present self, you then instantly, that future is not going to be there anyway because it's already changed because it's the next moment and that future is very malleable in that sense. And if you were to look through your eyes the next moment to the future, to that same moment, in the future, you would still see something probably different. And of course, it does work. It is immediately intermittent, as in equidistant. And we'll talk about that next week on the time loops. But it is a part of the workings of existence and time. Now, one of the guardians of time, make sure that time is working linear. You would think of it as the TVA. Time is going on. Now, I want to tell everybody out there, you hear people on the internet talking about these things, and I've been talking about it for the longest time. And we're so far ahead now that you'll hear this stuff other places in a couple weeks here, there, this week, that week. They're supposed to be the great champion is coming to Earth, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. It's all been done many times. We all know. You know what's going on. You can read your record, I repeat. Who can read your record? A librarian can read your record. You can read your record, and anybody who's overlapped a portion of your record can read the portion of the record that has overlapped their record. Good things to know. I mean, you know, if we've done this trillions and trillions and trillions of times and your record contains all of that information and you as a person can read that information. Telepathy is the generalized choice for communication across great distances of reality and existence. They're not super far, but there are junction points. But you can converse, say, with the aliens that they're on our way here. Our telecommunications through our telepathy have been with them since most of everybody has been alive, because that is the ability of that. And it is not words. Remember, telepathy is what is how communication is done in existence of beings who don't speak any of the same languages. And it's not about language. It's about feeling. It's about emotion. It's about smell. Also about words and sounds, yes. But it's the culmination of everything, which is why when you're up at 2:30 in the morning witnessing whatever the JCG, whatever they're doing, you will be in some kind of intense emotional state, because that is the essence of telepathic communication. Intense emotional awareness opens up your brain to cognitive communication between peoples of through far distances. So, but they learned English. They tried to learn English, but they don't understand the letter N in the word no. The word no does not exist. The letter N does not exist. And no is a K to them. They see the N as the K because no is in I know, not N-O, so K. O would be no, but they don't know no. They know K-O, co, right? It's stupid. There's a communication breakdown. We've talked about it on The Greatest Talk Show. I know a friend who had a black cat, and she wanted a white cat to go with the black cat. So she decided, and she said, I want to have a black and white cat. And so she got a cat that was both black and white. She got exactly what she asked for, even though she wanted a white cat. She said, I want to own a black and white cat. Meaning, she said she wanted one cat to be black and one cat to be white. But they didn't catch that. She has a black cat, so obviously she wants to own another one, black and white. So that's a big portion of what's going on of the communication issue there. Now, you're going to hear everybody online talking about all their Mandela effects. And you see people on Facebook with their Mandela effects. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen, because doing it over and over again, when you shift things, you shift time. But it's not necessarily time. It's not necessarily going backwards. It's going sideways. It's going laterally. And laterally is a shift. It's a universal shift where we shift to a reality in which it is possible. If something needs to be possible, just like how did we get out of the time loop? We shifted to a reality in which time wasn't possible, and therefore we were able to escape it because it wasn't able to be happening, just like anything. So the answer is not to change time, is to shift yourself to a reality in which your proposal has merit and does happen. And that is why Mandela effects happen, because we as a collective whole, having round and round and then shifted our entire selves to another reality. And don't get me wrong, if you are listening to this and you are a human being, we are all tethered now, and we've all shifted realities together. A lot of us were doing it before you, and a lot of us were doing it long before you, and when we meet more, we bring them along, and yada, 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 okay? Just remember that. We're all tethered, and a shift is a shift is a shift. Some shifts are bigger than others. Sometimes we all shift. Either way, that is where your Mandela effects happen, because it's true. You remember it differently because it happened differently. I remember Angie Dickinson as the niece of Emily Dickinson, and she was a mystery writer. And Angie Dickinson as a mystery writer, you know, inspired millions of young girls to be creative and join writing and stand up and just be creative. And then now here we are in a place where Angie Dickinson became a model and made all young boys drool and wanna bang her, and married Frank Sinatra, got involved and set the women's movement back God knows how long. Up until right about now, as we currently sit in the patriarchy. And there you go. Who enacts the laws of the JCG? The structure of time. Well, we're in currently 5 or 6 different realities, depending on when the veil lifts for you, that's where you'll be. The evolution of Rule, how did it come about? Easy. Here's the skinny of it. Okay. One day, bang, we told you that. And then everything coalesced. But a lot of time we sat in the nothingness of before the, after the bang, is consciousness. Till we form, we coalesced in form, right? And the reason that they exist, because we exist, because humans made the aliens, because the aliens watch us. The aliens only watch us because we exist. Everything in front of you is all that exists, right? Anything you can see is the only thing that exists in your reality, and somebody else next to you is living in their own bubble, in their own reality, and what is in front of them exists when it overlaps. Again, this is my record, that's their record. When it overlaps, our records overlap, and it becomes stronger. And so when everybody's record overlaps, that means somebody's looking at our record from outside in, looking in at what is going on with us, looking at us from afar, and therefore, if somebody is looking at us, that means those people have to have history. Those people have to have ancestors. Those people have to have hierarchy. Hence why the other side of reality exists, even if all that exists is what in front of us, because we know that in the future somebody is watching us and looking at us, even if only to just read your record for an instant of a moment. That person then in the future must exist because it read your record, and your record exists, and you exist. That means they exist. That means the thousands of years that got them there exist. That means their hierarchy exists. So how did the hierarchy happen? Because it did. How did the Galactic Alliance and the Galactic Federation form? I'm sure a whole bunch of planets, somebody, the Anunnaki, I don't know, they found a way to connect, but the invasion is done. There is none. It's been taken care of. Humans had an opportunity and whatever. So now you know. Now you know what the humans did and didn't do. Now you know where we and we aren't from. And now you also know that, again, you can read your record. That means you can read all of your record. And you can do with your record whatever you wish. You can read your record. And I can be clearer than that. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, giving away all the stuff. You've done this trillions of times. You've been here before. You're remembering it. You're not making it happen. You're not willing it into place. You're remembering what's coming because we've done this trillions of times. When you look at the future, you're looking in the eyes of your future self from this past and your past self. But the information is coming from your future self to your present self and your present self to your past self, going backwards, round and round and round. And when we get to the time loop, it'll be next week, next Monday, for part four. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. It's great to be back. Wednesday, hump day, apparently for GTA, if you play GTA. And Thursday, the UWA today, it's going to be great. The Party Cast, I don't know when that's going to happen. And there's just a whole bunch of other cool stuff. But we're just going to keep you up and keep you informed. And just let me, you know, like us all over, like us on Facebook, and drop us a line on Facebook and let us know what you're feeling at 2:30 in the morning when you're up experiencing this. And if you're not, be glad you're not. But, you know, you should be, because, as I said before, we've done this so many times, you and I and everybody out there listening. But the people who exist in this reality haven't done it all those times. And in the universe, age of your soul is equated to status, wisdom, and glory. And thus, remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are older than any being that has ever been. And thus, the glory belongs to Gowron. I'm Hollywood Tony P. Thank you guys for joining us on the greatest talk show that will ever be on the World Generation Podcast Network from Oblivion. We are out of here. See you guys next week on the greatest talk show.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.